It's Helping Hand airs statewide on All Things Considered, then archived online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Every Friday afternoon, Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. Thanks for listening. This week, we are welcoming back our friends at Best Buddies Hawaii. We are learning about some upcoming events they've got and upcoming events that would certainly be useful for folks in the community. A transition fair for kids with disabilities, October 21st, Windward Community College. Important event for children and their loved ones. It's going to be happening 9 to 12. We'll hear more about that. Of course, the annual Friendship Jam, October 18th, the Artistry in Kaka'ako, 6 to 9. They've also got their upcoming Life is Sweet event. Best Buddies, international effort. It raises awareness and funds to support individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, funding Best Buddies programs that are dedicated to one-on-one friendships, leadership development, and integrated job opportunities for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. It is a huge thrill to welcome back the state director of Best Buddies Hawaii, Sarah Mann. You still have that title over there, Sarah?
Yes, I do.
I love it. Well, great to have you back. Thank you for joining us again.
Thanks for having me, Dave. I always like to be here.
I know you do, and we like to have you here. And Best Buddies, it's a great organization, and it can really make you feel good to realize what the goals of this organization are and what some of their successes are. Tell us again, reintroduce who Best Buddies are to folks and what it does.
Sure, Dave. In Hawaii, we have our school-based friendship program, wherein we go into schools and we match up a general ed student with a special ed student and provide leadership opportunities and friendship. It's all about the relationship and friendship and promoting inclusion and compassion on campuses.
What grade levels does Best Buddies happen in the Aloha State, and where is it happening?
Sure. We are currently in 24 schools. We have 9 middle school and high schools on Maui and 15 middle school high schools and 1 college chapter on Oahu. So on Maui, we are at Lokalani, Iao Intermediate, Lahaina, and Maui Waena. And high schools, Lahaina Luna, King K, Baldwin, and Seabury Hall. And then on Oahu, we have middle school chapters at Stevenson, Kailua Intermediate, Kapolei, and Eva Makai, and high school chapters at Kapolei High School, Campbell, Lelehua, Pearl City, Waianae, Nanakuli, Mililani High School, Kalani, Roosevelt, and Kalaheo. And our college chapter at University of Hawaii at Manoa, which just opened last year, is up and running, and it's very exciting to see the expansion that has taken place, thanks to support in the community.
What a large number of schools. So a lot of opportunities for people in at least the Honolulu area and Maui to participate. Outstanding that it's also established now in at least one college. And so looking at the whole program in terms of the hours that it would take place in, so parents are thinking about, what times does this happen and what are other important details that the parents might need to know?
Sure. Well, our program managers send home forms with the kids with information that they need to know, and the parents, you know, read about Best Buddies and they sign, you know, the permission form. And it acts as a club, much like a drama club or robotics club. And so we come in during club times, and that's when the students meet on campus. However, there are times perhaps some of the buddy pairs may meet after school or on the weekends, go to a movie, go bowling. And then we have events a few times a year where the buddies can, you know, join with the larger Best Buddies community.
And how can, for parents, there's a large number of schools you named that you've got the program up and operating in, which is a huge success. But there are probably parents listening at a variety of other schools out there that you didn't name. And when it would come to getting best buddies into a school that their child goes to, how does that work?
That's a great question. Well, we have interest in other schools, and our dream is to be at every school in Hawaii. We just, you know, need the funding as well as, you know, interest at the school and a faculty advisor and a special ed advisor to oversee the program with our staff, our program manager and program supervisor.
So if a parent was interested, do they need to, should they, what would their first step be? They mention it to the school, they call you guys, how would it first start in to get into a new school?
They would mention it to the school and maybe perhaps see if we have been in touch with the school, and then they could just call or email one of our staff, me, and I will return the email, the call, and say, this is where we're at with that school, and you know, take it from there.
Because there may be, I'm reading into it, there may be ongoing efforts already with a number of schools.
Correct.
I get it. So you used the word funding, Sarah, a moment mm-hmm. ago. How does Best Buddies get their funding?
We receive generous grants from Honolulu City Council, Maui County, and as well as some private grants. We also have fundraisers throughout the year. We have our annual Friendship Walk in March, which at Magic Island, Ala Moana Beach Park, and that brings out, you know, the whole community to get together, and we raise money that way, as well as our fall events. We have the Friendship Jam, which is, as you said, October 18th, and then Life is Sweet, which the date will be determined on Maui at the Shops at Wailea, and that's always a really fun event, getting the Maui community together.
Yeah, no, that, and last time you were on, I believe we were talking about that, and I just want to reflect from my own notes that I'm writing here. 24 schools and one college total in terms of your statewide reach at the moment. Is that accurate? We're 24 schools, including the
correct
college.
24, including UH Manoa.
Incredible.
And we're hoping to open at Maui College soon. We're just kind of in the process of connecting with, you know, the powers that be and everyone that needs to be involved to get a chapter going there. So hopefully we can do that very soon.
And the chapters. So paint a picture. You've laid out a lot of the details of what happens, but one of the crucial parts of it is what do the kids actually do together? So, and it's a unique way of fostering inclusion, of creating superb character development in children. I mean, there's so many positives that go on with these activities. Draw a little picture of what happens both during school. You mentioned a little bit of their after-school activities, but mm-hmm. in terms of the during-school part of Best Buddies, talk about that.
Sure. So during school, when they meet during club time, they can do things such as arts and crafts or games. They can do activities connected with a holiday coming up, you know, pumpkin painting or decorating, you know, Christmas cookies or making fun little Valentine caterpillar pipe cleaner little things that I saw, which were really cute at Iao School on Maui. So they're very creative. It's really neat to see the kids get together. And yes, they do partake in activity. However, it's the focus is more on the relationship mm-hmm. and the buddies being able to hang out together and spend time together and really just for the general ed kids, maybe be with some kids that they may not normally be with. And same for the special ed kids. And it's just really cool to see them together. And it's always a good time.
It's really the activity is just a vehicle to give the friendship a chance to blossom, it sounds like.
That's right, exactly.
And to give people a chance to interact, and that's just a safe and neutral kind of way to do it. And you mentioned some really creative and fun things that people were putting together, like the little little animals that you were describing. Mm-hmm. Are there costs for a person to participate? Because obviously all these supplies add up on the list of costs for the organization. Are there any costs for children to participate?
Only at the college chapter, because then they're, you know, over 18, they're adults, and that's, I mean, and that's just, you know, $10 or something. Otherwise, we do ask schools to raise chapter dues each year, which is $350, because we then like to have the chapter president each year and perhaps a buddy from each school attend our leadership conference at Indiana University every July, which we just returned from a few weeks ago, and it was fantastic. It's just a great way for participants from Best Buddies from around the world to get together, and it's inspiring and empowering and such a great few days for the kids to be together, and it's awesome. This year there were over 2,300 participants from around the world, and so it's really great to send students. This year we had a delegation of 19, and including staff, and so they gather up all this great information, then they bring it back to Hawaii, and then they share it with their school. So that's a really cool opportunity, and that's where some costs come in with flights and getting everyone there and so forth. So,
and that is, in terms of that delegation, 19 folks who go, are the children both the special ed and general ed who go to this?
Yes. Buddy and peer buddy, and then faculty advisor, and then some of our staff.
It's pretty impressive. So I can see this, how this really can groom people for just a level of social responsibility, I guess you might want to describe what a kid could get out of going to that from the general ed, not to mention the incredible boost in self-confidence and integration for a special ed child. You were mentioning the college aspect of it and your obvious interest in growing that. And college implies a transition that one makes in their life. And there is, transition's a big deal when it comes to helping out children with disabilities to make the most of their life. There's a transition fair that's coming up, and it's October 21st, Windward Community College, 9 to 12. Explain the significance of it and what's going to be going on there.
Sure. This is an important time for parents of children with special needs to see what is out there. I know I have a daughter in Best Buddies, and she is on the autism spectrum, and we think ahead to the after high school time and what that will be like, and you know what services will be available to her. So all parents are always concerned and looking ahead as to, you know, what is out there for their kids. So the transition fair is a great time to say go to Windward Community College, which is where it is this year, and meet with people. There are different booths set up. There are speakers talking about, you know, what's ahead, and really have some face time with various organizations that can help people with intellectual and developmental disabilities during this, you know, transition time. So it's a great opportunity, and we're happy to be a part of it.
So you guys will be there. It's a way to meet your organization, basically, too. I'm reading into this.
That's right.
So it's a great way to personally meet the Best Buddies folks. Again, that's October 21st, Windward Community College, Honolulu area, 9 to 12. And another event, and we're going to hear how Best Buddies can be supported in a variety of their events that come up. Another event that's very important in the fall, which Sarah mentioned, is the Best Buddies Friendship Jam, which is happening at the Artistry in Kaka'ako area of Honolulu, October 18th, 6 to 9, signature Best Buddies event. Share what this is and how people listening can be a part of this, how it supports the organization.
The Friendship Jam is a great opportunity for the community to come together and help fundraise, or as we like to say, friend raise, for our programs and to support our programs. We are fortunate to get some really great musicians, local musicians, who come and they donate their time, and they'll do a set, and they perform for our community. And it's a lot of fun. We also have mission moments throughout the jam, so you can see some buddy pairs and hear them talk about their friendship. Maybe a faculty advisor will share, you know, a story. And it's a really great few hours, really good musicians. We've got, in the past, we've had Henry Capono, John Cruz, Jordan Segundo, Taimani, Chloe, Kailua Bay Buddies, and Debradas. Lots of fun acts, and it's a great few hours. Really good time.
People buy a ticket to attend. That's
correct.
One of the aspects that raises funds.
That's right.
And then when you're there, is there an auction this year?
Yes, we will have silent auction. And so you can get some really cool things, some hotel stays or beautiful artwork, gift cards to really great local restaurants. So it's really going to be great.
People can donate. Now, people can attend this, and it's a very supportive because it helps by raising funds for the event just by buying a ticket to come. People can then, when they're there, participate in the auction. Those funds go to support you guys. So another way to participate is not only to be bidding on things at the auction, but to be donating items that could be auctioned off. So as we think about ways that people could help you with this, or I'm also thinking of Life is Sweet, which will be on Maui, date mm-hmm. to be announced coming up soon, probably ways that people can support that in a similar capacity. It could be both with donating items that you could either use at the auction or you need as supplies to run these events, or volunteering at them.
Correct. Both are more than welcome. They can just go to our website, call or email us and let us know, and we'd be happy to pick it up, and it would be great to have be a part of our auction. Or if people want to volunteer their time, that's precious. We're grateful. So again, get in touch with us, and then we can see how you could volunteer.
And the same goes, I'm assuming, but I could be wrong, with outside of the events, just on the day-to-day basis. Are there other volunteer needs that you have, tasks that you need done, challenges that you're facing that you need? If you had a mic and you could express it to the community, maybe find somebody out there to fill that need, this is that moment. So anything that you think is a way that somebody in the community could make something easier around the office or for any of these events, what could it be?
We are always looking for, like I said, perhaps time with, say, companies. You know, these days, companies have this volunteer time off, and maybe they could
work as a team
with one of our buddy chapters and just kind of see what goes on. That would be really cool. You know, front and center, seeing, you know, the relationships and the friendships that have developed, or go to, you know, one of our events, like the college chapter, you know, may meet on a Saturday and go bowling and show up there. And maybe, you know, we would have some stuff for them to do, the volunteers, but also kind of push in and just see what we're all about and get to know our organization and our mission of inclusion and compassion and respect, and learn more about that, and then become a part of the organization.
What if somebody out there had a business and they wanted to, and it's just an idea I just thought of, do you ever need you either need somebody to come speak and it'll be enlightening, they can kind of, here's what I do for work, I just wanted to share a little bit as like a motivational thing with people, or a destination where people could go to see an office in action and see, sometimes we have people come to the radio station because they want to see it or they want to show it to their children as a motivational tool or just an eye-opener to what's out in the world. Or when you think about businesses getting involved with Best Buddies, could it be a business and somebody thinks, wow, we'd love to open our door to have a tour from them or to speak to people from Best Buddies?
Yes, that would be great, because our goal is to eventually open a jobs program. We would really, really like to do that because, you know, we have participants who are you know, that age who...
It's a transition.
That's right. They're available and they could be wonderful employees. And so we would love to tour your office, your company, and you know, have our participants see what your organization is all about. And that would be great.
Other supplies, anything come to mind on the supply end before I give contact information?
Sure. Arts and crafts. We're always looking for arts and crafts supplies. I can't think of anything else right now. That's, but, you know, things that the kids could do during, you know, club meetings and so forth. But, you know, some fun supplies that the kids could work with during club.
Project supplies.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that. And that opens the door up. If you can loan something that would be supportive to them, they're doing a lot of wonderful things in the community. And here's how to reach out to them. BestBuddiesHawaii.org. Click on events to learn more about the events that are coming up. Or send an email if you want to get involved and support them. Perhaps you have a business that would like to participate in the way we were discussing, or have some supplies, want to be a volunteer, Hawaii@bestbuddies.org. You can give them a call, 545-3025 in the Honolulu area, or on Maui, 242-6962 at hawaiipublicradio.org. I've got the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, all their previous appearances on the segment, and all of our other Helping Hand guests archived for you. The Transition Fair is coming up, and that's going to be October 21st, Windward Community College, 9 to 12. In the Honolulu area, the annual Friendship Jam is October 18th at the Artistry in the Kaka'ako area of Honolulu, 6 to 9. Life is Sweet will be taking place on Maui this fall, date to be announced soon. It is the State Director of Best Buddies Hawaii, Sarah Mann. Anything we left out that's important that you want to get in there real quick?
I think we got it all, Dave. Thanks again for having me.
You are quite welcome. It's a pleasure. Looking forward to hearing success stories about these events, and looking forward to that arrival for a Maui College chapter for Best Buddies as well here in Hawaii. Best Buddies Hawaii State Director Sarah Mann, thank you so much for being here and doing what you're doing, sir.
Thanks, Dave.